morning, Brookings.
What a great Monday morning.
Oh, I hope you guys are all doing well. And, you know, yesterday I went live and I told you I was going to bring my stunt double today, and I have done it. I don't know if you see the resemblance. We're not related. But I have a special guest here with me, a co-host. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Jen Olson. I'm excited to be here. I work at Bankstar, and I'm not going to lie, I love to be on the radio. This is definitely going to be my second career.
Yes! So when I thought, who am I going to invite, because Emily's once again out of town, Jennifer was top of mind because we see each other here all the time, and yeah. She does great things in the community at her job at Bankstar. So thanks for being here. Do you have a dad joke for us?
Oh my gosh, I do.
Oh yes. Okay. Because you got to do that. You got
to
do this.
I hate to say this. I had to bring it up again. Okay. What did one wall say to the other wall?
What?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. I love it. I love it. Okay, so we have lots to do today. But first, we always talk about what we did this weekend. So, Jennifer, did you do anything cool this weekend?
I actually got to get out of the Tri-County area.
Oh!
And I went to Sioux Falls.
Yay!
I never go anywhere. So, I went to Sioux Falls for a Christmas party for my husband's work.
Oh.
Did a little shopping. That being at Fleeton Farm and Menards.
I went there too!
That was all the shopping we did.
We could have seen each other there. So I was out of town all weekend at a soccer tournament in Sioux Falls. Oh. So back and forth. But I do want to give a shout out to my son's soccer team, Drew Tun. He'll be so embarrassed. They won the championship game last night.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, so he got 7 goals through the weekend, and it was a fun, proud mom moment. So
that's a very big bragging mom moment.
I know. He's feeling pretty fierce. He had a little medal. It's really cute.
Oh,
yeah. So
fun.
That was shout out to the Spurs.
That's can I ask, were they inside or outside?
They were inside.
Oh, thank God.
We were at that cool Sanford Fieldhouse. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's right by Fleeton Farm.
That's what I was saying. Right by Fleeton.
I went to Great Shots. It was pretty cool. We did a little Sioux Falls. But I also watched the Jacks game at Cubby's, and that. So that little love local right there. So.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Go Jacks. Speaking of Jacks, getting into the week, they play ladies basketball tonight at 7 p.m. at the Frost Arena. So I do want to talk about that. But also, Garden Glow kicked off. Have you ever done it?
I did it last year for the first time. Oh. I took my younger one, he's 18 now, almost 19, and had to totally bribe him because he's like way too cool for that. So I'm like, well, how about I take you to Scooters and get you a coffee?
Yep.
So we did that, and it was super fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can bribe him again this year. Might have to take a girlfriend or something.
But I've heard really wonderful things about it. I have not done it. I hope to do it this year. The weather has been pretty lovely. I don't know
what
my excuse is.
Well, if you can't find somebody, I guess you can call
me. We can go together and make everybody do double takes on how we look alike. So, yeah, that is started. It goes through the end of the holiday season, through January 6th.
And also, it doesn't take a huge lot of time.
No.
I mean, some people, like, will go for a couple hours or hour, but I think when we walked through it, you know, of course, I'm an older kid. It was, you know, it was pretty quick. So it's not like you have to schedule all night for
it. No, like, get the photo op.
Yeah.
You know, take the photos, make it cute, use it on your Christmas card.
Right.
Like, I'm giving all kinds of unsolicited advice. But on Tuesday, if you're looking for something to do holiday spirit-wise, Brookings Arts Council has designed a wooden holiday ornament.
Oh, that would be fun.
I know, and good gifts for the grandparents.
Yeah, and I am so not crafty, but if someone shows me how to be crafty, then I can do it.
Exactly, and this is taught by Karen Kinder. And more info, all this stuff is on our website, you guys. We're just reading off the website. We have the regular local trivia, karaoke, 1 million cups on Wednesday. The bingo's still going on. But Thursday, there's something cool. You want to talk about that?
Oh, my gosh. Comedy and beer.
Yep. At Eponymous.
I mean, super fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I like to laugh.
I do, too.
And I like to drink beer. So you combine the two. That's all about that.
And they have some cool beers. I was there last weekend. But you do have to buy a ticket. You can find the link on FOMOshow605.com. Or Facebook. They have a Facebook event. That's where
That would be great date night for any of you men out there needing to say, hey, honey, let's go on a date tonight.
On Thursday. Thursday's a good night to go out.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then SDSU plays football at Villanova on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes.
Do we have a time on that? Do we know?
I don't know, but they have a lovely app if you don't have it. I didn't write the time down.
I haven't gotten that far. It is only Monday, so you have time to make your Saturday plans to watch the Jacks, because we do. I've been watching the Jacks a lot more this year.
Have you?
Than we have previous year, because my NFL team, we're not going to talk about which ones that they lost at the last minute. I've kind of flipped from them to the Jacks a little bit more.
Yeah,
we watched them a
you
lot.
You can jump on board with me.
Well, you can't.
Kansas City
wagons this late in my life.
I know.
But
I
can maybe dial it down and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm sorry about that. But they'll have a better year next year. Uh-huh. And then, so the big man, Santa, is making his way around town. We'll continue to talk about his sightings. I have them all up on our website, FOMOshow605.com. He's a lot of places this month. He gets around
well,
locally.
Well, he did his busy time of year.
It's busy. It's a very busy time.
The head elf does have to work a little overtime for these, you know, 30 to 45 days.
So this weekend, he will be at the Brookings Country Club for brunch. We're offering free photos with Santa, and we will send those to you. So come out and have some brunch. I do highly recommend a reservation for that. BrookingsCC.com.
I bet there's going to be pancakes.
Oh, yes.
So
I think there will be.
Kids and pancakes go together. I mean, little kids are hard to kind of take places to eat, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they always love pancakes.
And I did hear he's bringing Mrs. Claus and an elf.
Oh, fine.
It's like a family thing.
That is.
I know. So, and then speaking of Garden Glow, they are doing the trolley ride.
That would be fun.
I think if I was going to do it, I'd want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, a little more. I mean, I did do a hay ride this fall. So this would totally.
I like a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah, that's so much fun.
I know. So you can do that at Macquarie.
Before you go, stop at one of your fave little coffee shops and get some hot chocolate.
And that is Sunday 1 to 4, just so you guys know. That is in the daytime. And then Santa is also there from 1 to 4 at Macquarie. So you can go see him there.
You can catch him a couple spots this weekend.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse for you not to go get your list in to Santa.
Yeah. So we have a few minutes left. I do want to talk about 12 Days of Gifting. We should have talked about it last week, but we didn't. But we are doing 12 Days of Gifting. Today's day 3. We've given out some fun prizes. And today's gift is sponsored by Bankstar. So tell them what we're going to give away.
So today we're going to give away 4 Jackrabbit tickets to a women's game. It's not for tonight. We put it in January to give you plenty of time to put it in your calendar and work around that.
Ooh, you can make it a Christmas gift too.
Oh, that would be a really good idea.
Like stocking, like one in each stocking.
Right. And you know, it's 4. So if you want to take you want to take your family, or if you don't want to take your family, you want to take some friends, you can do that too.
That's allowed. That is allowed. So what we're doing is partnering with local businesses that have been generous enough to give us gifts to give out, because I'm all about gifts in this holiday season.
I've gotten to the point, I hate to say this, in my age, I'd rather give than get.
I agree.
I love giving gifts.
I love it. So this is why
super fun.
This is why I wanted to be able to do this with the FOMO show. So
super fun.
This is day 3. How you can get involved and be a winner, you have to like our page on Facebook and as well as the participating business. So the people in this bag liked our Facebook page and liked Bankstar, and a lot of them shared the post and tagged friends. So it's been super fun to see the community involvement. We draw them live each morning around 10 a.m. So we're going to do this one on our show as just a special, like it's just Jennifer's here. So
yay!
So I'm going to let her draw. There's about 50 names in here, I would say.
Good.
Yeah, and so you're lucky. Tell them where they can get their tickets picked up.
You need to pick up your tickets at Bankstar. That's located on 6th Street across from Jimmy John's. So just come in the bank and just ask somebody, hey, I won the FOMO show tickets, and we'll get you the tickets. So yeah,
awesome.
Just come in and see us.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. We're going to mix it up.
Mix it up.
Okay.
I hope you can read my handwriting.
I hope so too.
Okay.
Mark Shaw.
Oh, Mark Shaw.
So Mark Shaw, come and see me at Bankstar.
I don't know Mark Shaw. Do you know Mark Shaw?
I don't know Mark Shaw.
Okay.
I look forward to meeting you, Mark Shaw.
Yeah, so Mark, we'll tag him in the comments, hopefully.
Cool.
And he is the winner of 4 SDSU tickets. I want to thank the community support. Again, our website, all of the events are on there. It's FOMOshow605.com. As well as you can submit your events. So there's a little submit your event button. So all these that we talk about, people have gone in and submitted them with graphics and links. And we do all this just to support Brookings. And so take a moment to go there.
And I would say I'm going to add something in and your local communities, because I saw something in there the other day that wasn't in Brookings. So if
we do.
You know, Aurora, Fauga, Sinai, White, Elkton, you know, you are in our listening area. Feel
completely
free to put it on there if you're local.
Completely agree. If people can get there in the span of an hour, we will talk about it.
Oh, yeah, that's so local.
Yeah, so definitely. Local. So I appreciate all of the support we have gotten. I think we're up to 500 followers.
Well, I was going to say, the Facebook page is really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy watching the Facebook page.
Well, have you watched our episodes?
I never catch them live because I'm usually in a meeting. But you know what's nice about live? Then you post it later so I can catch it later.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do catch them.
And the other thing is they're on our website. Most people don't know that.
Oh, but, like, no, I didn't know
if
that
you want to have a glass of wine and binge FOMO show.
Well, sometimes when you're at home and you're trying to find something on Netflix, not this time of year, but there's nothing on, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to go to my phone or your tablet.
Then it's,
oh, there you go.
You're going to watch the FOMO show. So I think we have like 19 episodes on there. So you could kill an hour.
Oh, easily.
And you never know what we're going to look like or say.
This is so much better than a commercial. So if you want to, you're watching a show, commercial, oh, pause or, you know, whatever.
You can pause it. You can tag people in it. You can give us a dad joke in the comments. We've had that happen, and I love it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so if you have a good dad joke, you can comment that. But all just Brookings, thank you, Brookings Radio. Everybody's been so lovely and supportive. And thank you for coming and co-hosting with me.
Oh, anytime. Call me anytime.
I know. Well, you might be again. You never know. So comment on how Jennifer did. She might be the new go-to stunt double.
I like doppelganger myself.
Doppelganger. Doppelganger. No, that's what I always call you.
Yeah.
And your face is on a bus.
Yeah, and sometimes they think it's
her. And they send it to me in Snapchat.
Do they really?
Yes, they do.
That's funny. Hey, I saw you today.
Is this you? Are you on a bus?
No.
I'm just on the radio.
So, oh, right. No, and in the paper.
I was in the paper.
You were in the paper.
I love being in the paper. No. So, yes, thank you, FOMO Nation. Once again, FOMOshow605.com. Thanks for watching and have a great week.
And don't forget to check him out on Facebook.
Yes. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Right on. Right on.